Today with Joseph Prince.
The word corona, you study carefully, is the word crown. The word corona is crown. Because apparently the virus looks like it's having crown. Straight away, the Lord said this to me. Romans 5:17, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. If death reign like a king, if death reign by one, much more, and that one is of course first Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. Can I have a good amen? Hallelujah. You need to hear the Lord. There are times God protects and there are times God leads you to a place of protection. God leads you out of the danger. For example, when Jesus was a baby, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, take the baby and the mother and go to the land of Egypt, for Herod seek to kill the child. So in this case, it's not a protection, just they stay put, don't worry, angels be God around you, but it's a case of following the Lord. When Jesus healed someone, you will find very frequently, the Bible says, it turned around and says, your faith has healed you, right? In our English Bible, it is the word sozo. So sozo is not just safe from your condemnation, your judgment, safe from your sins, safe from hell, safe from the powers of darkness. The word sozo is a very inclusive word. It is also the word for heal. It's the word for heal. Jesus healed the woman and says, your faith has sozoed you. Amen? Your faith has sozoed you. Okay, so it is healing, it is deliverance, it's salvation. That is the Greek. We all know that. But for the longest time, I never really bothered to look at the Hebrew because I know the Hebrew word Yeshua is Jesus' name. It means salvation. It comes, that's a noun. It comes from the verb Yasha. Right? Yasha is safe, verb. For example, Deuteronomy 20 verse 4 tells us, God says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Amen. To save you. That's the word Yasha. Save, Yasha. Amen? Now, Yasha, you look at Yasha in Hebrew. Reading from right to left, like old Chinese, okay? Yud, Shin, Ayin. Yasha. Save. This is the verb. The only thing is that if you put a vav, which is a picture of the nail, because every Hebrew letter is also a picture. If you put the vav in Yasha, in between Shin, you have the name Jesus, Yeshua. His name means the Savior, right? His name literally means Savior. He's not exemplar, which means look at him, all right? Find what he's doing and copy. He's not exemplar. He is a great example to all of us. Amen. Don't misunderstand me. But he didn't come to be an example. He came to save. Amen. All right? He didn't look at someone who is drowning and say, whoa, look at me. All right? First of all, breathe. Okay, tread water. Okay, tread. All right, slowly move. One stroke. He did not say, look at me, I'm the example. You follow me with your strength, with your brains, with your intellect. No. He did not leave you to yourself. When you drown, to save means he jumped in and saved you. The teaching can happen later. So his primary function is to save. Yasha. Can I have a good amen? Amen. When you think of people like Elvis, you say he's a king of what? Huh? Of mathematics? No. Rock and roll, right? Then you think of Tiger Woods, he's the king of golf. Amen. Do you think of him as the king of culinary? Japanese culinary? No. Why? Because he plays it all the time. He's good. So he's a king of what he's good at. Jesus' name is Yeshua, Savior. What's he good at? Saving you. Not just save you from your sins. In every area of your life. Best of all, he saves us from ourselves. You know, sometimes we are our worst enemy. Amen? So here we go. In the temple of God. And I'm going to show you something. This is a fresh revelation to me. God really gave me the time and space. And I was spending time with the Lord. And the Lord said to me, son, look up the Hebrew word, Yasha, in your study of the Hebrew word. I said, I know what it means. I know it for years. Amen. Ever tell the Lord that? Amen. I know it for years. It means to save, to heal, to deliver. And I thought I heard. No, the Lord, one thing, there's no sarcasm as a fruit of the Spirit. Everyone? Okay, anyway. And I said, I know what it means. I don't have to look it up. I know what it means. Yasha means save, deliver. Like you read in Deuteronomy 20, God says, I'll fight for you. All right? I'll fight for you and I will save you. Right? Now, he told me, look up the word Yasha. So I said, okay. And you know, when you study from your, whether it's you have an app or you have a Bible study, I have a lot of Bible study commentaries and, not commentaries, you know, I love to study words and all that, which is a study book, study aids. All right? But you can get very, very dry if the Lord is not leading you. But here's a situation where the Lord is leading me. So I look up the word Yasha, and Jasenius is an expert when it comes to Hebrew words. He is the authority that people go to, the go-to guy. Of course, he's passed away. This is very old writings and lexicon of his. So this is what he says of Yasha. Now get ready to be shocked or surprised. The Lord, listen carefully, the Lord actually already gave me the year of time and space. Say space.
Space.
And for me, he said, look up the word Yasha. I said, I know what it means. It means to save, to heal, to deliver. But I look it up. Amen. I always know that the Lord has something. When he tells you to look up, he has something for you. And this is what I wrote down word for word from Jasenius, the Hebrew scholar. All right. This is what he says. Yasha means to be spacious, ample, broad. Figuratively, to be opulent. The signification of ample space is in Hebrew applied to liberty, deliverance from dangers and distresses, as on the other hand, narrowness of space is frequently used of distresses and dangers. It was like, what? I put down my study and I was thinking like, my goodness. You know, when the Lord tells you to do something, don't always feel like, you know, I know it all. Amen? Amen? It's like, for me, it's like, I had never seen that before because I know the word Yasha means to save, to deliver. But the etymology, the idea of it is actually create space. And ample space means deliverance. Ample space means salvation. It means liberty, freedom. Whereas narrow space means what? Distress, dangers. And then that brought to my mind, because I knew the Hebrew word for Egypt. The Bible says the Lord delivered Israel from Egypt. The Lord wants his people out of Egypt, spiritually speaking. Okay? God wants to bring them out of Egypt. And what is Egypt in Hebrew? Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Notice im there, plural. All right? Mitzrayim means a place of double straightness. You know, straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, double straits, dire straits. I'm now in dire straits. You know, he is in dire straits. I mean, what? Trouble. A place of double stress. Mitzrayim. A place that is narrow, confined. You look carefully at even the topography, the map of Egypt. It is hemmed in by two bodies of water. Hemmed in. And it is a place of stress, a place of narrowness. And the Lord wants us out of it. Amen. The Lord wants us to come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When the Lord leads you, you're always going to a wider space, a bigger area. The Lord brought you to, there's a verse in the Psalms, he brought me to a wealthy place. Amen. A wide space. Now, don't just think in terms of, you know, in the natural space and houses. It can include all that. But I'm talking about your life. God doesn't want you to be the same, you know. It looks like as your days go, your space gets narrower and narrower. Amen. Your movements get narrower and narrower. And your influence gets narrower and narrower. No, he wants to multiply space. Yeah. It's a year of time and space. In the third miracle recorded in John, and all the miracles in John are all signs. Jesus looked at a man who has been lame, he can't walk, at a pool called Bethesda. Bet house hesed. Bethesda is Bet hesed, which is house of grace. And there were, once a while, an angel would come down and stir the water, and the first one in will be healed. But this denotes the law. The law implies you must have strength to get blessed. You must make your way. You must stand up. What if you can't even walk? You can't even crawl. You can't get to the water. The first one in will be healed. Right? So everyone was waiting for the moving of the water time. They're waiting for the season, the time. Jesus looked at the man, and the Bible says Jesus knew he was 38 years old in that state, time. So some people say, you know, I've had this sickness for a long time. For 20 years, in this man's case, 38 years. It's impossible to do anything now. The Lord knew he was in that condition. And the only question Jesus asked has got to do with his free choice. Jesus asked, will you be made well? Will you be made well? Then he says, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to take me to the... He didn't hear what Jesus is saying, right? Jesus, will you be made well? Do you want to be made well? I'm the Lord of time and space. Amen. I don't need to work with time and I will not work with space. Because a lot of people were there, space was very narrow. And Jesus looked at him and says, rise, take up your bed and walk. Immediately demonstrating both in one now, time and space. He is the Lord of time and space.
Amen.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You think the Wuhan virus caught him by surprise? All the angels say, wow, man, we forgot the Wuhan. Gabriel, Wuhan, we missed that. And then Gabriel says, yeah, man, we know the Han Dynasty and all that, but Wuhan, oh, man. You know, it's all surprise. You know, it's like people are surprised. By the way, it's very interesting to call it coronavirus. And the word corona, you study it carefully, is the word crown. The word corona is crown. Because apparently the virus looks like it's having crown. Straight away, the Lord said this to me. Romans 5:17, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. If death reign like a king, if death reign by one, much more, and that one is, of course, first Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. Can I have a good amen? Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful, you know, that the Lord is in this church. The Lord is speaking to his people. And when the Lord speaks to his people, I get the benefit. Like when I read this Jesenius one, it's not a matter of buying the book Jesenius and reading every page you can. You get nothing. Sometimes you get very tired because it's like study, you know, like back to university days or back to those days when you are studying for a certain field that you are trying to excel in. It's very dry. It's worthy. When the Lord is in it, whoa.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't this exciting?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Exodus 14. It talks about the Red Sea. You all know the story. The children of Israel were stuck as they left Mizraim, the place of double stress, double tightness, narrow, doubly narrow. Amen. They were brought to the Red Sea, but the Red Sea was very deep. And they looked to Moses and they cried to Moses, and Moses cried to God. God says, why you cry to me? Lift up your rod, the rod that I gave you. Amen. And tell the people, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's very interesting, the word salvation of the Lord is see Jesus, Yeshua. Salvation there. He didn't say, all right, see the verb, but see the noun. See the salvation of the Lord and the waters open. Amen. And the Bible says they went through, and you all know what happened? The enemies also chased them, went through it, and got close on the enemies. And this is what it says at the end of the chapter. It says this, the Lord saved Yesha. Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Now, what is that saying? Finally, they are clean. It's a clean sweep out of the place of double stress, double straightness. Amen. And they are looking at their enemies. The Egyptians, Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. They have the tokens that the enemies are dead. Those enemies that they are trying to make you feel fearful and stressed, and you will see them dead. When your Lord saves you, amen, and he's saving you now. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles 3. And back to the Temple of Solomon. Okay, see, you can get all this real fast or not. There are little secrets then there. For example, every name has a meaning in the Bible. Every number has a meaning. This year is the number 2020, right? And in the Hebrew, The number 20 is the letter Kaf. Kaf. Like Barak. It ends with Kaf. You got it? Kaf. And every letter in Hebrew is also a number. For example, we say 1, 2, 3, and we say A, B, C. We have a difference, right? For them, there's no numbers. A is number 1. B is number 2. And then it multiplies even. Like, for example, Kaf is the number 20. So Kaf is also a picture. Remember I told you before that every letter is a number as well as a picture. You know what's a picture of Kaf? Open hand. But today, this year is what? 2020. Two Kafs. Two open hands of God to bless you. I think this is serious business. One of the things they saw Jesus when he was lifted up, his both hands were blessing the people. It's no more one hand. It's a year of double blessing. Listen carefully. Right? When you see things that the devil is doing, I've said it time and time again. I've said it down through the years. When you see a new strain of virus, I said it so much that even said it the last few weeks also. And I'm concerned how many people think that I'm like a broken record. But I tell you what, a broken record that saves you is better than a complete one that doesn't, okay? You need to hear some things again.
Come on.
I've said it before. The God never plays catch up. The devil does.
Amen.
But what the devil does is more visible, is more tangible. So the devil goes by senses. God is a God who wants faith from his people. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Can I have a good amen? So here goes this battle. The devil wants you in the realm of sight. So we are more aware of the virus because we see it, we read it, we see it on the news, we read it, we hear it, we see it, we hear it, we say it, we hear it, we see the mask, we hear it, we see it. All right, so we are always reminded, right? But then if someone come and tell you God has released, beginning of this year, God has released a new anointing, a new strain, if you would. A new anointing of healing.
Amen.
You don't see it. Amen. Maybe we should have asked some of our pastors that come up to do communion to wear a certain mask that says it's released. Amen. Because it's not, what God does is not visible. It is not tangible. It is not, sometimes you do feel. Amen. And sometimes you do feel the anointing of God on you, but don't depend on feelings. We walk by faith and not by sight, which is representative of all the five senses. Feelings as well. So we are not aware that God has done something. For example, when God wanted to raise a deliverer to set his people free from Egypt, what happened? Moses was born. But it was so quiet, nobody knew he was born. God has done something great. And this baby, whose little cry changed history, amen, when the daughter of Pharaoh heard the cry, it broke her heart, sort of softened her heart, her maternal instinct kicked in, and she took the baby, even though the baby was doomed to die because he's part of the Hebrew. And notice that a cry changed history. She never knew it changed history for her history as well, and her nation. One little baby. Amen? But it all happened because God is in control. God is in charge. God sent a deliverer. But the world was unaware, oblivious. But when the devil reacted, the devil plays catch up. When the devil realized a champion was born, a deliverer was born, amen, the liberator of the Hebrew people was born, what did he do? He had Pharaoh kill all the babies, all the Hebrew babies. Of course, God preserved, like I said, with a cry. He preserved. He preserved Moses. And even had Pharaoh's house pay for Moses. Yeah. Education and all that. His food, his mother, the Jewish mother, actually was hired to take care of him. Amen. To nurse him, to take care of him. Isn't it amazing? God can even make his enemies pay for you. So, the same thing happened to Jesus. He was born. It was a silent night. It was a holy night. No one knew, except for the wise men, and very few. What did the devil do? Herod had all the babies under 2 years old killed. That one is visible. We hear the cries of the baby. We see all these things happening. but we don't see what God has started. Amen. So, is the devil attacking you, your life, in any way? It's because you can reverse it. I always say, you do not know what God is doing in your life, look at what the devil is doing. And then reverse it. Amen. If you're being attacked in your body a lot, it's because new health is coming your way. Amen. If you respond with eyes of faith and look at the Lord, He's going to turn the whole thing around, and all of a sudden you're going to see all your diseases, all right, floating on the seashore. Amen. Back and forth, all right, dead. Yeah. Can I have a good amen? Amen. There is a man, and we need to walk in faith, people, at this time. There is a man called John G. Lake. Many of you have heard of him. He's a missionary to Africa in the 20s, 30s, 1920s, 30s, around that time. And during that time, if I got my decades right, it's around that time, I think so, there was a bubonic plague that broke out during that time. And the bubonic plague is like Ebola. People are just dropping like all over the place, you know, just it's so infectious and lethal, fatal. People are just dying. And he was a missionary, and together with his helper, he was helping to bury the people. Amen. Not just preaching to some of them, but he was helping to bury some of them. So some people from England came over, and they said to him, some of these people, they came from, I think, England or America, one of them. They came from prestigious medical background. And they look at him and they say that, how come you're not, and they're wearing masks and all that. How come you're not catching any of this? And they don't even have masks. How come you're not catching any of this? These things are so infectious. And then John G. Lake smiled and said, by the way, you can get his books, he's still available. And he says that, sir, if you look at all those who are dead, you'll see foam at their mouth. All right, look under the microscope, take the germs, the virus under the microscope and put them on my skin. Go ahead. So they did it. These people are not unbelievers. They put it under the micro on his skin and every virus died. Every virus died. He smiled, John G. Lake smiled, said, this is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, what verse is that? Romans 8:2. It comes right after, there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ. And I believe that knowing no condemnation in Christ is crucial to knowing the next verse. Amen. And it says, for means continuation, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death. We are freed from the law of sin and death. Not everybody, but those who are in Christ. There is no condemnation, not to everybody, but no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Amen. They appropriate what Christ did for them at the cross. Amen. So I'm believing God for all of you and for me as well. Amen. Now, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Don't go around there and say, hey, put a germ here. Put a germ here. Amen. They asked him. He was in the center of what's going on. People are dying around, and they were asking him, and he demonstrated that there and there. But don't go out. That is tempting the Lord. Yeah. Amen. I just want to say something here. God protects. Many a times, angels are involved. But sometimes the angel will tell you, like the following the one step at a time, you need to hear the Lord. There are times God protects, and there are times God leads you to a place of protection. God leads you out of the danger. Amen. For example, when Jesus was a baby, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, take the baby and the mother and go to the land of Egypt, for Herod seek to kill the child. So in this case, it's not a protection, just they stay put, don't worry, angels be got around you, but it's a case of following the Lord, like the winding staircase. You need to hear the Lord. If the Lord tells you not to go to a certain country at this time, you listen to the Lord. Yep. Safety is in the Lord. So don't put your trust in home, location. Don't put your trust in time. Don't put your trust. Don't say, I've been sick for 38 years. Don't put your trust even in space. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. He is the Lord of time and space. Can I have good amen? Amen. Amen. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Don't be motivated by fear. Amen. If you ask me why these things happening, Pastor Prince, I have my reason. Some things you can share in public. Some things you don't want to share until the right time with a few people maybe, amen. But I know one thing, any virus in your life, my life, in the world and all that, it's God's hand of protection. Many of us want the spoken word. How come God doesn't speak to me? How come? No, when you open the book, get cracking, open the book. And even if you're listening to a preached sermon, amen, if it's full of the word, God will speak to you from the word. And while you're reading God's written word, you hear God's spoken word.
Discover how to make wise choices in life in this 4-CD audio series, The Spirit Active Life, making Spirit-led decisions for a life of victory as a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry today. And for a specific gift, you will also receive Joseph's landmark 2-DVD teaching, The Lord of Time and Space, and an accompanying NKJV large print Bible. Find out how you can live your best year yet with God guiding you each step of the way.
God wants you to have a spiritual ascendancy this year. A spiral stairs, you can only see a few steps. The Holy Spirit will lead you first step by step by step. Before you know it, you're on another level, in a larger place, to inherit even more.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Call us toll free at 877-901-4300 or visit us at josephprince.org today.
We found cancer, and he passed away within 8 weeks of us finding that out. And my daughter at the time was about 6 months old, and when he passed away, she was 9 months old. Pastor Prince talks about 120% restoration in life, and God restoring what he didn't take away, and that's absolutely what happened in my life. God was good, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and really from that, he returned to me and restored in my life family and a father for my daughter, and I mean, a happiness I've never known.
On Joseph Prince.
If you want to live life in such a way that, you know, sometimes when you are impatient, sometimes you are whatever it is, and your wife tells you something, right? Judge yourself then and there. Not judge condemning, but judge yourself. Say, yeah, you know, why is this temper rising? Deal with it. Don't blame her. Deal with this. Deal with this, or else you'll never learn. Deal with this. Why can't you just say that you're wrong? Why? Deal with it. Joseph Prince, what's wrong with you? Deal with it. You're fine. You have a better life. The house of God is not a building anywhere you see in Singapore, in America, or anywhere else. It's not a concrete building. The house of God are the many-membered body of Christ, called out of the world, called out of Mitzrayim, into this large place that God has for us. Can I have a good amen? We are the house of God, and the faces of these strong angels, these tall angels, these big angels are looking towards the house with their wings extended to protect those who are in the house.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.